Hey guys, sorry, welcome back to another episode of Lyrics Mine. I wanted to just get up here and record something for today. I'm just sitting in my room just processing some stuff, and usually I just get inspired and I just talk about what I'm thinking, and I want to, you know, do the same kind of thing for this episode. And today's episode, I want to just talk about life and some of the lessons that I've really learned over just my lifetime, specifically started in college, and really just understanding exactly who I am as a person and how to be my best self. I'm going to try not to, like, overanalyze the way I talk. I have Saturn placements on my Mercury, so, like, I'm always jumbling over my words, and it's so annoying and ridiculous. So I'm trying to not do that and overcome all of that stupid shit. So I'm just going to just talk about it. Like, let's talk about life, you know? Life is just this, I don't know, like this weird thing that you feel like you got figured out, but then you realize you don't got nothing figured out. And then you realize that not having it figured out is really the way life's supposed to be, you know? Like, we all try to hold on to some sense of satisfaction, some sense of understanding that keeps us grounded and keeps us really stable, but in reality, that's just not how it works, because what you hold on to is the first thing that gets fucking ripped from you. And it's like life is constantly trying to tell you to keep a loose grip to hold lightly the things that you want to hold on tight. You know, life tells you that, and life makes you seem crazy for even thinking that you could hold on to that in the first place. It's like, I don't know what you were thinking, but the experience of life is just to go with the flow and it be an experience, and it be something that you can wake up and appreciate. And starting in college, I really tried to develop myself, and I tried to really understand who I was as a person, and I got into like my spirituality and just trying to break the barriers of that world, which I've talked about before. But one book that I have come across that literally has been such an amazing book, it's called The Laws of Spirit. I forgot who the person who writes it, the author, but it is literally such a fundamental book that I feel like has helped me just navigate so much. It's really the only book I've read that I've actually cried. I've cried reading it. I'm super emotional. But it really is such an amazing book, because it allows you to break down some of the things that you don't even understand, you know? Like, it allows you to grasp ideas that you are aware of, but you haven't really, like, put it in words. And one thing that's coming to me is, like, the power of choice. That's one of the chapters in the book. And the power of choice simply states that you have this power to decide how you want your life to be. And the universe will either grant you this experience to align with that, or it'll grant you with an experience to realign you with the choice that you should have made, you know? And I think a lot of us really underestimate the power of choice. A lot of us feel as if we're at the will of life and not life responding to us. And it's kind of scary if you think about it, to think that you have that much power in the way things should be, and to think that you're more the justice human, but you're actually the universe as well. And a lot of people, when they don't exercise this power of choice, they fall victim to a lot of things that really violate that for them. And what I mean is, like, with religion, like, you have someone telling you how you should be and how you should regulate. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I'm yawning. But it's like the power of choice is such a great gift to have in the universe. And it's these laws, she explains it, because there's like this, it's like a story. So that's what I really liked about the book. It's a story rather than them telling you step by step what is this and what is that. And the sage is the one giving the advice. And she explains that these laws are just as real as the law of gravity. And the law of choice is really understanding you have the decision to do what's right. And no, there's no such thing as a wrong decision, you know? There's no such thing as you picking and choosing one or the other. You only do what you feel is in alignment with yourself. And it just really, I don't know, like, woke something up inside of me. Because some of us, like, me, always felt like I was waiting for life to really show me what it needed to be. And then I was gonna go after it. And this year has been something where I have had to make the decision first, and it's been so uncomfortable. And I'm still in the point where I'm waiting for some of the choices that I've made to really pay off. And I was telling myself just today, I'm like, literally, if these choices don't pay off, I'm gonna be a brat. And it's in those times where you question, like, did I even make the right decision? Or was the decision that was decided in my best interest? And in the book, it lets you know that, you know, I don't know verbatim what it says, but I know the gist of it is understanding that there's really no wrong choice. And it's only what you feel at the time. But that's such a hard concept to really hold on to, you know? Like, how can there not be a wrong choice when you have consequences for your actions and you try to really grasp if it's to punish you, and then you get into the punishment thing, and or is it to help you overcome a difficulty? And that's usually what the latter is. Usually it's the latter, I mean. And it's making me think of the fact that we sometimes don't trust ourselves to lead our own soul to the way, to the path, you know, to our end goal. Or we don't trust ourselves to really be without something that gives us comfort in order to gain a piece of wisdom. Because life is about gaining wisdom. Because if you don't have wisdom, you're constantly repeating the same cycles over again. And you never really learn it. And sometimes we go through these experiences and we may not grasp everything in a tangible way, but we grasp it in, like, spiritual ways and deeper understanding of self, because the wisdom is really the key that you're looking for. it's not really what I can gain from this, but it's what I can learn from this. What was the lesson in all of this, and how can I use this to integrate a path that is going to push me even further as I move forward in life? And it's a challenge, you know? It's a challenge to really think that all of this can be achievable, you know? Like, I just lost my train of thought. Okay, sorry. Let me just think. Okay, yeah, I don't even know what I was talking about. And that's just how it is. It's how it's gonna go. So let me just pick up and on something. So sometimes, like, going back to the whole punishment thing, sometimes we feel as if life is punishing us, and we feel as if things are working out in a way that causes us to be broken, you know, like ego broken, and you know, your pride is broken down, and it comes as if it's this backlash for what you've decided. But I've, like, realized that the universe is really not that hard on us, you know? Like, everything that the universe decides is something that's always sent out of love. It's never sent out of aggression. It's never sent out of, you know, anger or disappointment. It's really always sent out of love. And I guess I'm really understanding society's viewpoints. Like, a few years ago, I really didn't grasp how society was different than our own reality. Like, I don't know why I struggled with that, because it seemed like everybody was on the same page. Well, at least I was. I was in society, and society being different than my thoughts didn't really hit me until I got older. And I realized that society will have this viewpoint, and it is completely wrong. Like, it's just ridiculous. Like, it's really ridiculous that there's a thought, that there's this group thinking that's happening, and it's not even real. Like, people don't even really think this collectively together. Like, they say that they do, but then they go outside and live their lives as if they're regular people who have their own free will, and in their own way. Like, some people play into the role of society just to fit in, but eventually you get broken out of that. Like, eventually you find that this is not what you're seeking. It's not what you're looking for. So the idea of society is really, really interesting to me, because it's an illusion in itself. But when you separate from that whole dynamic and you take a step back and really look at yourself in the mirror, you realize that people just get it wrong. Like, the notion, the idea, and the concepts that people have and the rules, it's just all wrong. Like, it's really, I haven't found one piece of solid evidence that I've been like, okay, this is actually something that I can, you know, feel like it applies to everyone without judgment, without blame, without just some kind of harshness to it. And I realized, like, it's not what it seems, basically. You know, I get there in the end. But having your relationship with your angels really, well, it has really helped me. I have, like, a spiritual team that I don't even, sometimes I get so mad at them, because I'm like, yo, like, what do y'all got me doing, bro? But it's really such a loving relationship that I encourage any of you guys to have. Like, I preach that with all my clients. I'm like, having a relationship with your spiritual guides is one that is so important. It's so beautiful because they have your back in ways that your family couldn't even protect you. Like, your family's your spiritual guides, I would say, in the 3D, if you want to put it in perspective. And then your spiritual guides in the spiritual are like ancestors and stuff. But just to bring it back to the laws of spirit thing, when you're reading this book, you really get to see the difference from society and what's really true. And the universe is just this thing that responds to what you put out, you know? And even if you put out negativity, it's not that it gives that back in a way, but it gives you an experience to find the positive. Unless you're like, no, I don't even want to say unless. I want to leave it at that. It gives you an experience to find the positive. And it gives you experiences to keep finding the positive and keep figuring out how to integrate this deeper understanding of how life works, where you're able to constantly have that as your foundation. And in this book, it's just, that's the whole gist of the book. It's understanding that it's not about picking left and right, but remaining in the middle and using what you can when you need to, and then going from there, you know? And it goes back to realizing that there's no need to hold on to things, because there's no need to grip on life. It's only to be experienced. It's only to be in the flow of things, to move when motivated to move, to trust that you can sit and rest and that be enough, to understand that you are just as important as birds, and birds don't even got a 9-to-5. So why the hell do you feel like that's something that's necessary? And then you bring it up a level and realize that we've been placed in these restrictions in life that make you feel like if you get these tangible things that they really bring some sense of satisfaction. In reality, they never do. And that was my lesson that I learned last year. It's like, I really excuse me, I really challenged myself to let go of 3D things. Like, it was really hard. It was really a difficult experience because I wasn't who I normally was. Like, I went and soul searched because I knew there was a piece of me that wasn't feeling fulfilled, and it wasn't feeling satisfied with what I had. Like, it's like I always wanted more, you know? And I've always been a humble person, but at the same time, I've had this deeper void in me that I've been trying to fill, and it hasn't been able to be filled by the things that, you know, I thought it would. Like, college. I went all through college, and on my graduation day, I was like, I wasn't even excited. And it wasn't even that I was going to miss college. Like, when I end a chapter, I always end it by understanding that everything happened the way it was. There's nothing I can change, so there's no reason to, like, really miss it. Like, I can think of it and have fond memories, but not enough to say I wish I could have changed it, you know? It's like I have to accept that it played out in the perfect way regardless. But it was like you get to this point and you realize, like, this is not satisfying to me. This does not feed my soul. And this year in Richmond, when I was, you know, there, I really wanted to soul search Like, I didn't get furniture for my apartment. Like, I really was scraping the bottom of the barrel, and I didn't have to. And I think sometimes people do have to, but at the same time, I'm realizing we never really have to. There's always a more acceptable way of living. But sometimes you're not willing to sacrifice that, you know? I'm not willing to sacrifice the growth I would achieve in order for temporary comfort, you know? Like, people would come over to my house and I'm like, yeah, I ain't got no furniture. And I was okay with it. And I was always okay with it. And it wasn't until, like, people would come around, I'm like, okay, this isn't okay. And I just realized, like, it wasn't that it was something that I didn't find acceptable. It was just I didn't need as much as I thought I did, you know? Like, I had pieces of my house that were just, like, pieces that were sentimental to me. Like, everything was something that someone had gave to me that made me feel like I wasn't alone. Like, it was, like, the table my friend gave me. This, I had, like, a wooden stick that my stepfather had. I had this clock that my aunt was going to throw away. And I literally was, like, I pulled up to her house and I'm, like, okay, you throwing this out because I'm going to take it. It didn't even work. It didn't even work. I had, like, cards from, I always keep people's cards, but cards from like ninth grade. I don't always keep them, but majority of the cards I always keep them. Just sentimental stuff. And I realized that was just really all I needed. I needed to be able to look at a piece of item in my house, like an item in my house, and know like that came from somebody who I love. Like, that came from somebody who was dear to my heart, and having that really makes me happy, and it's enough, you know? Like, it's enough, and I don't need to have a fancy couch and some fancy ass rugs and something that is, I don't know, it looks good. I need to just have that emotion with it. And that really helped me fill my void. It really did. And it just made me feel just proud. You know, like, it's really crazy the understanding you have when you are just by yourself and you find appreciation in literally the smallest things, because it's like, I'm really proud of this, you know? Like, it may not be what everyone else is okay with, and it may not be what I even thought was acceptable, but it still feels nice to me. It feels so comforting to look around and see I have literally all these little small pieces that equal up to like a tribe of people who really love and care about me. And it helped me fill that void. Like, it helped me not feel so alone and not feel so by myself, because it was as if those things were just there to really keep me going. And it made life feel worth it, you know? Like, it just, it's like, I can't give up because I have, like, all these people, basically. It's like their eyes were on their items. Watching me. And it just make you realize that this is what life is about. Like, this is what life is about. It's about finding comfort in the most uncomfortable situations and facing your fears. I faced I'm really proud of myself. Every fear I faced, every fear was just something I don't think I've ever would have done. like financially, I really, I did the opposite of what I would have normally done in college. Like college, I was so strict with budgeting and I was working two jobs and I was working my ass off basically. And I still didn't feel like it was enough. Like, it just didn't feel like it was enough. And this year I was like, I'm going to fucking have fun. Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. I'm going to have fun. And I don't regret it at all. Like, I don't regret my account being in a negative or no overdraft fee. Like, that was my biggest fear. And I just realized, like, sometimes this shit is just here to control you, you know, like to keep you scared. And I was like, I don't want to be scared anymore. I don't want to be scared of failing. Like, I really only want to be scared of the fact that I'd never tried. Because that will eat me up. To say, when people say, I wish I would have did this, I'm like, bruh, how? How do you be okay with that? Like, how is that something that you can find satisfaction in? To know you could do something different and you didn't. And it's okay if you didn't, but now you still have that regret. So what are you going to do about it? Forget about the past. How are you going to make it something that is worthwhile for your future? It doesn't have to play out as the same situation, but it can play out in a way that overcomes this hurdle, you know? And then you realize that you don't have to hold on to anything. But not even you, because you're completely put together. Like, you're holding on to yourself like you're going to fall apart, but you never really do, you know? You never really fall apart like you think you are. Like, your mind will tell you that if this happens and that happens, you're going to fucking be in this terrible situation. And sometimes the conditions get worse. Don't get me wrong. Like, yeah, I was fucking out doing my thing. But at the same time, I'm like, Lord, I gotta pay rent. Like, bitch, you need to get your shit together. And you correct yourself, you know? But then I realized, like, if something is forcing me to be, if I'm holding on to something so tightly and it's causing this much discomfort, then maybe it is better to open my hand, you know, and not be so controlling of things. Because you have to have that trust in the universe and in yourself. It's like trusting yourself to lead you the way you need to be led. Like, this episode is just trusting myself. I don't have anything written down, just talking. And I'm not trying to think about my words before I say them, because that is one of my biggest things. But it's like trusting that you can really, really be who you want to be. And life can be as great as you want it to be. And it can be beautiful, and it can be something that it doesn't have to even be this extravagant thing, but it's just those small things that make it extravagant to you. It's those things that really you find a sense of joy in, and you're like, okay, like, this is enough. And you have to push yourself to figure out what's enough. Push yourself beyond your fears, because fear is always an illusion. On a grander scheme of things, everything is always an illusion. And sometimes you can manipulate life to be an illusion for your favor and an illusion to help you grow into who you want to be. Like, all of this shit. It's really crazy. I don't want to... Sometimes I'd be wanting to get that deep, but then you realize that it's just, like, nothing is what it seems. So, you, like, you don't want to lose that sense of reality. Me, personally, I'm not ready for that. But some people do, and then that's beautiful as well. Because it just opens the door to a whole nother universe, and you realize that just shit is just magical. And I kept telling myself this past year, I'm like, life is literally a game. Like, it's a game. And I'm going to figure this shit out. I started studying, like, quantum mechanics and all that. Like, why the fuck I'm... why the fuck am I studying quantum mechanics? Like, what the fuck? But it's so interesting. It's so interesting. It's so interesting to see everything because it really has been a game. And you hit that resistance that tells you, nah, bitch, this shit is not a game. This shit is real. And you're like, okay, maybe, maybe this shit is real. Let me get my shit together. But you try to do that and it doesn't feel good to your soul. And you're like, okay. Either you, this motherfucking lying to me, or this shit is really, like, hard. And then you realize those are lies. Like, life is really a game. Not a game where you, like, can fucking shoot somebody and them niggas just come back. Even though, you know, that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day because I can take it there. But it's like life is a game because you can really... attract things to you that just are so perfect for you and you don't even understand the ways it works. Like when I was studying quantum mechanics a little bit, I didn't study it, y'all. I'm making it seem like I was like in the books. I watched a few YouTube videos and understood it that way. And then I like meditate, like anything that I learn, I really, it's like self-taught. So it's as if life is like this puzzle that you put together and you manipulate in order to really bring in the best outcome. You know, like I do a lot of mind mapping, so I'm able to really think about, scenarios and situations in order to make the best possible one. And when you're in that process, you really are able to excuse me, you really are able to pick out the best decision for you. And if you're always going with the one that's going to be in alignment with your heart is literally the most powerful tool that you have. It is literally the navigation system through this whole world. Your heart, it's like the universe is on this string and there's illusions. Like if you think of it as if like wavelengths. Is that how you say it? Bitch, I don't know. And the equilibrium is your heart. And your heart is always going to stay constant through the up and downs. So that's why you have to trust it. Because no matter what everything else seems like, this is going to be a constant. And that's the only constant I've found in this motherfucking game. Is the heart. The mind is susceptible to manipulation. The mind can get all over the place. Your gut can, you know, get all over the place too. But your heart is one thing that just never lies to you. It never tells you a story. It never makes you feel as if things aren't true. Like your heart really leads you. And the more you follow your heart, the more in tune your gut and your mind get in. So it's really, it's a trial and error, I'm not gonna lie. And you have to face every fear as if it's like, you're a bitch, like, yo. Like, I literally have to look at it and be like, bruh, this is an illusion, and I have to trust that. Like, my happiness is not impossible. Like, why would I think that? And everything is here for my soul growth. And it doesn't make me naive. Like, I still have my boundaries up. And as I get to a pristine level, the easier it is to see everything. Life is interesting. It really is. It's interesting and it's beautiful at the same time. It's like you'll get to a point where life starts to respond to you in ways that you didn't even know were possible. Like, animals respond to me now on such a weird level that I literally don't even understand. It's like they are attracted to me, and I don't know if it's just me. Or just me being in alignment with the universe at a level that could be just rare, you know? Like, one time I was just sad. And I went to the dog park. And literally every dog in this goddamn park came up to me. It was so crazy. It was like they just stayed by me. There have been times I went out to read a book and like all the geese, all of them are like swimming towards me, and I'm like, okay, this is creepy. Like, this is creepy. I've had like wasps follow me around. And I'm like, yo, get the fuck. I don't even do bugs. Like, I hate bugs. I hate like animals that are so unpredictable. So this was such a learning lesson. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, please get the hell away from me. But I think it's just because I was following my heart and vibrationally aligning with the universe, and like they pick up on that. Animals are very intuitive and they pick up on all of that. But I don't want to talk y'all head off. I don't really know the whole gist of what this episode will be called. But I hope it helped, you know? I hope it pulls you back to your heart. And I hope you find some sense of comfort in this, you know? Like, just something to hold on to. Something to grasp. In a world where you can't grasp anything but your authentic self. So, yeah. I'm excited about life. I really am. Always get excited because it's really beautiful. And you never think the outcome is going to be as great, but it always is. It always is worth it. It really is. It's never a time that it's not. So, I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Lyrics Mind. Sorry. I really appreciate you guys for listening. Thank you to all my supporters. Like, someone fucking in India was listening to this shit. And that's so, that makes my heart warm. So, I really appreciate you guys. It means just so much to me. And I hope, you know, these episodes really help. Sometimes I'm just like, I don't know. I always second guess myself because I feel like nobody really is like there. Like, they're like not really into this, but I'm just gonna keep talking about it so I can get this mess out of my head. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys have an amazing day or night or whenever you're listening to this, and I hope you find your equilibrium and remember to follow your heart. There's no wrong or right. There's just experiences. So take the pressure off yourself and just allow yourself to have fun in the moment, you know? Just allow yourself to find beauty in it, and you'll get it. You don't have to beat yourself up if you don't. Like, you'll get it eventually. And that's all that matters. Like, just tell yourself, eventually I'll understand the lesson that I'm trying to integrate, and it will be a part of myself. Eventually, I will get over this. Eventually, I will embrace this. Eventually, I will let love in. And eventually, I will raise my standards in love. And eventually, I'll get that job. And so on and so on. Because that's what it is. Life is an eventually. An eventually event. Oh, that's going to be the title. Oh, I love that. An eventually event. Yeah. All right, guys. Yeah, I'm done. Deuces. I love you guys from the bottom of my heart. Thanks. Bye.